It was a September morning, hazy with late summer, and now with all the years between. Mother was seeing me off at Dearborn Station in Chicago. We'd come in a taxicab because of my trunk. But Mother would ride back home on the L. There wasn't much more than a nickel in her purse, and only a sandwich for the train in mine. My ticket had pretty well cleaned us out. The trunk, a small one, held every stitch of clothes I had and two or three things of Mother's that fit me. "Try not to grow too fast," she murmured. "But anyway, skirts are shorter this year." Then we couldn't look at each other. I was 15, and I'd been growing like a weed. My shoes from Easter gripped my feet. A billboard across from the station read, "Wasn't the Depression awful?" This was to make us think that the hard times were past. But now in 1937, a recession had brought us low again. People were beginning to call it the Roosevelt Recession. Dad lost his job, so we'd had to give up the apartment. He and Mother were moving into a light housekeeping room. They could get it for $7 a week with kitchen privileges, but it was only big enough for the two of them. My brother Joe, had been taken on by the Civilian Conservation Corps to plant trees out west. That left me, Mary Alice. I wished I was 2 years older and a boy. I wished I was Joey. But I wasn't. So I had to go down to live with Grandma Dowdle till we could get on our feet as a family again. It meant I'd have to leave my school. I'd have to enroll in the Hicktown school where Grandma lived. Me, a city girl, in a town that didn't even have a picture show. It meant I'd be living with Grandma. No telephone, of course. And the attic was spooky and stuffy, and you had to go outdoors to the privy. Nothing modern. Everything as old as Grandma. Some of it older. Now they were calling the train, and my eyes got blurry. Always before, Joey and I had gone to Grandma's for a week in the summer. Now it was just me, and at the other end of the trip, Grandma. Mother gave me a quick squeeze before she let me go, and I could swear I heard her murmur, "Better you than me." She meant Grandma.